It would be a serious dereliction of my duty as a Catholic priest not to preach on the Supreme Court decision that just occurred in this nation. And in doing so, I don't relate my own opinion. I relate simply what Jesus Christ through the Church has always taught and continues to teach. And I'm not naive. Some loose figures of those before me would probably indicate that about 5 to 10% of people here would totally reject and feel the need to correct me as they leave here based on what I say today, no matter what that might be. About 30% would probably favor what our culture is calling gay marriage, even though they haven't thought much about the Church's position, might not even know it, and sort of have absorbed what the culture has given them. Another 30% do not want to be mean or unkind, but they're confused and are not comfortable affirming either side very strongly, and I say would imagine another 30% are totally on board with the Church. So that means about 70% do not understand the basic position of the Catholic Church, and only about 15% would have an advanced understanding according to theological nuances. So today I would just like to have a little bit of a dialogue and explanation, at least so we can see the clarity of the Church's opinion and know what it actually is. But before that, a few quick things regarding science. Dale O'Leary, the author of One Man, One Woman, which is a book, a type of literature review of scientific studies on homosexuality, makes a few points that are important for our consideration. She notes that there does not seem to be one type of homosexuality, as the gay lobby would have us believe that people are homosexual from the point of their conception, and this is always and forever. This is an oversimplification of the data. There seems to be deep-seated homosexuality, as the Church has noted in some of her documents, but also kinds that are not deep-seated, kinds that might be moderate or light or transitional. Twin studies prove homosexuality or same-sex attraction not to be genetic. There might be biological correlations, such as the size of particular parts of the brain, but that does not mean it is the cause of same-sex attraction. Many studies have been politicized and corrupt and shown to be so, and I prefer to use the term same-sex attraction and not homosexuality, because homosexuality implies it is totally unchangeable, which is not the case in all situations. Basically, the Church's position is this: those who suffer from same-sex attraction are of infinite value. As persons, they deserve our self-sacrificial love. They are not bad people or evil people. They are to be cherished, and they are cherished by the Lord. Same-sex attraction itself is not morally evil. That is, it is not a sin to be attracted to someone of the opposite sex. That is something we cannot control. The Church is very clear, though, that it is sinful to engage in homosexual activity, to act on same-sex attraction. This is the teaching of Jesus Christ, of the apostles, of both the New and Old Testaments, of every saint canonized by the Catholic Church, and of God himself. Not to mention our bishop, the U.S. bishops, and Pope Francis, as we'll see shortly. Now, the culpability for such activity can vary. We have to, for something to be a mortal sin, know truly what it is, that it's wrong, and have to fully will it. Sometimes, I would imagine, the temptations of same-sex attraction are very strong, and people might not understand it. So even though they're living that type of lifestyle or just engaging in that sin a few times, whatever it might be, they're not truly culpable for rejecting God, so to speak, or of a mortal sin, as we would understand it. But we can't know that for certain, their culpability. Only God is certain. But we know itself as a sin, it's serious. But the individual cases dictate one's guilt for that, as with any sin in the Catholic Church's understanding. And our brothers and sisters with same-sex attraction, we know, are called to chastity, to check that attraction and not to act upon it, as all of those are called to chastity before marriage. We must love them. We must encourage them. We must help them to live a sacramental life for they are called to sainthood, and many, many people with same-sex attraction are saints in heaven right now praying for you and me. There's a beautiful group called Courage that helps the family and friends of those that suffer from this and other individuals from it directly to understand themselves and to live chastely. So we are to lead with love, but we are not to sacrifice truth for the sake of a false love. We cannot condone, encourage, support, or applaud homosexual activity, period, as Catholics. This is to participate in evil by calling what is bad good and what is good bad. If we know something is seriously wrong, and many here, because of a lack of catechesis, probably have never understood that as deeply as they should have, because we've dropped the ball as a church on the whole catechetical project, from the hypostatic union to the Virgin Mary to the commandments to sexual morality. So it is okay if we are not fully sure and confused. That's fine. The Lord can work with that. But we have to affirm that it is wrong to support decisions like the Supreme Court's. And we cannot do so even in our thoughts, because when we do so, our will enters in, and if we know it's serious, which it is, and we fully will it, then it is what we would call a serious sin. So, if your Facebook picture is currently the color of a rainbow, God is not happy with that, and here's why. It is because you are saying, not only privately but publicly, I support this sin. It's a sin against the virtue of faith, because you are not believing what you must as a Catholic, and you also are giving public scandal, because that is in the public sphere. Scandal meaning leading others to error or evil. I encourage everybody here to really explore the tradition of the Catholic Church on this issue, because as Catholics, we must affirm all that the Church holds as divinely revealed, especially in faith and morals, and this issue touches on faith and morals. And it's okay to struggle with it, to not like the Church's position, to initially be upset by it, to be angry with it. We need to tell God that. God, this doesn't make sense to me. I don't get it. I don't like it. I don't want to get it. But we must footnote in that discussion and prayer that we believe whatever the Church teaches, even though we do not fully understand what it might teach at this point, because that is trusting in the Lord, who is the Logos, the divine truth through which all things were created, and we must not allow this issue to separate ourselves from the communion of the Catholic Church. And again, I'm not relating my opinions, but those of the Church, and I wish to read the U.S. Bishop's short statement on the issue, because they articulate things more eloquently than I can. The U.S. bishops as a body say, regardless of what a narrow majority of the Supreme Court may declare at this moment in history, the nature of the human person and marriage remains unchanged and unchangeable. Just as Roe versus Wade did not settle the question of abortion over 40 years ago, this case does not settle the question of marriage today. Neither decision is rooted in the truth, and as a result, both will eventually fail. Today, the court is wrong again. It is profoundly immoral and unjust for the government to declare that two people of the same sex can constitute a marriage. The unique meaning of marriage as the union of one man and one woman is inscribed in our bodies as male and female. The protection of this meaning is a critical dimension of the integral ecology that Pope Francis has called us to promote. Mandating marriage redefinition across the country is a tragic error that harms the common good and most vulnerable among us, especially children. The law has a duty to support every child's basic right to be raised, where possible, by his or her married mother and father in a stable home. Jesus Christ, with great love, taught unambiguously that from the beginning, marriage is the lifelong union of one man and one woman. As Catholic bishops, we follow our Lord and will continue to teach and to act according to this truth. I encourage Catholics to move forward with faith, hope, and love, faith in the unchanging truth about marriage rooted in the immutable nature of the human person and confirmed by divine revelation. hope that these truths will be once again prevail in our society, not only by their logic, but by their great beauty and manifest service to the common good and love for all our neighbors, even those who hate us or would punish us for our faith and moral conviction. This is the belief of the U.S. bishops, the Holy Father, and the revelation of our Lord. So let us go forth today, strengthened by the Blessed Sacrament we receive from this altar, to love others, especially those who might disagree with us, and to witness to the truth in love. And let us remember that on this altar, we sacrifice to the Holy Trinity, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and not to the Trinity of American paganism of pride, choice, and false equality. I conclude with what Pope Francis, as Archbishop, mandated that all possible in his country here in 2009 when his nation had the same movement occurring in it. Pope Francis wrote then, "Let's not be naive. We're not talking about a simple political battle. It is a destructive pretension against the plan of God. We are not talking about a mere bill, but rather a machination of the father of lies that seeks to confuse and deceive the children of God." The question is not whether the Catholic Church will have civil unions and what is known as gay marriage. It is the question as to if those who currently affirm these things will have the Catholic Church. It is our prayer that they would. It is our prayer that we would explore things even more deeply to try to truly understand why the Church says these things. And also, it is our call to love all of God's children, especially those who might suffer from same-sex attraction and who might war against us for our beliefs.